Good afternoon, all. First of all, I thank God for this wonderful opportunity. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you for giving us this time to meditate on your fifth word on the cross. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Amen. So the fifth word on cross by Jesus was, I thirst. Have you ever been thirsty? It seems to be a silly question, right? But I'm sure you might have experienced this question every year. But I'm not asking about the thirst that gets satisfied by drinking a glass of water or anything you drink, like coffee, soda, whatever it is. But I'm talking about the thirst that's very dry, unquenchable. It doesn't get satisfied even if you drink a glass of water. Have you experienced like that? See, in Psalm 22 says, my mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. His mouth was dried like a cracked pieces of pot, broken pieces of pot. And my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. His tongue was swollen in a way that he couldn't hardly put it down or get it down. Have you ever experienced like that? But Jesus did. His voice sounded rough as a result of sore throat. His voice sounded rough as a result of sore throat as he cried out, I thirst. See, all of this would have produced the physical thirst. It's understandable. And it's not surprising that he was thirsty also. But the surprising thing is, he said so. You know, the surprising thing is, he said so. Who said? But who said? He who once said to the women of Samaria, the person who drinks the water I give him will never thirst again. See, the person who drinks the water he gives will never get thirst again. And in John 7 it says, He who believes in me, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living waters. He who believes in him, out of their heart shall flow rivers of living waters. He who said so now cries out for water. So what do we learn from the word, I thirst, on cross? We learn that Jesus came down to earth as a human. Jesus came down to earth as a human. Yes, he was flesh and blood as we are. And he experienced and suffered as a human being. Except for the difference, he was sinless and we are sinful. And he said, I thirst, to fulfill the purpose of his mission on earth had to be fully human. Yes, to fulfill the mission to be fully human. And this mission meant going through the physical agony and pain and the heavy loss of blood and the swelling of blood vessels. This meant going through the physical agony and pain, the heavy loss of blood, the swelling of blood vessels. So water was the first thing he could ask for, right? So water was the first thing he could ask for. So what does this tell about Jesus? He who turned or converted the water into wine in a marriage could have used the same resource, could have used the same infinite resource to get satisfied his own thirst, right? He who turned the water into wine could have used the same resource to satisfy his thirst, but he didn't do that. But instead, why did he ask for a drink? Why did he ask for a drink? So, it was not because of the need. The reason for the request, for the fulfillment of the prophecy. So to fulfill prophecy, yes, he was completing the commitment he made with his father. He was completing the commitment he made with his father. And, of course, Jesus was not thirsty for water alone. What he desired to drink is the sweetness of love and affection for him. What he desires to drink is the sweetness of our love and affection for him. So as Philippians 4:8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, and whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, because he desired to drink the sweetness of our love and affection for him. Yes, coming back to our question, have you ever been thirsty? Maybe not for water this time, but for God. Have you ever asked yourself, where is he? Where is he now? Now, in the sense, the time when I need him so much. Where is he now? Where is he now when I need him so much? Have you ever wondered of the promises that God made? Have you a thirst unanswered? Have your thirst unanswered? Then there is a trustworthy promise in the scripture coming for you. One who knows our unquenchable thirst, one who knows our unquenchable thirst also says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst, for they shall be satisfied. So your thirst can be quenched at last. Our thirst can be quenched at last, can be satisfied at last. But how? We humans always need answer, right? But how? So, the last night, before he was arrested, he gave his secret to his disciples. Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Take, drink. This is my blood shed for you. He who eats of this bread will never hunger, and he who drinks of this cup shall never thirst again. So, his sacrifice satisfies our thirst. He has brought us back to his Father. He offers us cleansing and healing so that our thirsty soul gets satisfied, may be satisfied. So as he drinks the last dregs of his death, he brings us home. As he drinks the last dregs of his death, he brings us home. So your spiritual thirst will never be unanswered. Okay, so let us pray. Father, we thank you for sending your son to us. We know today what a costly gift that was. Now, as we meditate upon his words from the cross, as we remember how he thirsted there, help us to recall that it was for our sake, that our thirst for righteousness, our thirst for new life in you might be quenched. Amen. Thank you all.